Why this works? This quick pickle technique leverages the acidity of vinegar to transform the sharpness of raw red onions into a tangy, vibrant condiment in no time. The sugar balances the acidity, creating a harmonious flavor profile that enhances the onions without overwhelming them. The addition of spices like black peppercorns and mustard seeds contributes depth and complexity. If the onions seem too soft, ensure you don't overheat the vinegar mixture, as excessive heat can break down their structure. Additionally, if you desire a more pronounced flavor, let the pickled onions sit longer in the refrigerator. They continue to develop their tanginess over time. Common mistakes: using a dirty or worn jar, short shelf life and risk of spoilage. Target: a clean glass jar, washed in hot soapy water and air-dried, or rinsed with boiling water and dried. Refrigerate immediately once the brine cools to warm. Use within about 2 weeks. Why it matters? This is a quick refrigerator pickle, not a shelf-stable canned product. The acid vinegar suppresses spoilage organisms only at refrigerator temperatures and only for so long. A residue-streaked jar introduces other organisms that the acid alone cannot fully control over weeks. What to do? If you ever see white film, fuzzy growth, or smell off, yeasty sour beyond vinegar, or sulfurous, discard the whole jar. Do not try to skim. Always submerge the onions fully in brine. Exposed air gaps lose their acid protection first. Pouring boiling brine straight onto onions, then sealing in a hot jar. Target brine just below a boil. Pour it over onions. Jar covered loosely until cooled to warm, then sealed and refrigerated. Why it matters? Boiling hot brine cooks the onion cell walls, and you lose the crunch that makes a quick pickle interesting. Texture is half the point. Sealing a hot jar also traps steam, raising the in-jar temperature long enough to soften everything further. What to do? If you want maximum crunch, let the brine reach a bare simmer, just dissolving the sugar and salt. Then pour while still hot, but not violently boiling. Slicing too thick. Pickle never fully penetrates. Target: about 2 to 3 millimeter slices, about the thickness of a coin, thin enough to flex easily between fingers. Why it matters? Quick pickling works by osmosis. Water moves out of the onion, acid and salt move in. Thicker slices mean the center stays raw and harsh, while the surface is already soft. The famous magenta pink color also doesn't penetrate evenly. What to do? Use a sharp knife or mandoline. A dull knife crushes onion cells and releases sulfur compounds, the chemicals that make raw onion harsh and tear-inducing, which can make the finished pickle taste muddier. Using a reactive metal container or lid, target glass jar with a plastic or plastic-lined lid, ceramic also fine. Vinegar reacts with bare aluminum, iron, and copper, producing off flavors and discoloring the onions. Old-style metal mason lids can corrode where they meet the brine. What to do? If your jar only has a metal lid, lay a square of plastic wrap or parchment between the jar mouth and the lid before screwing it on. What to look for? A bright magenta pink halo around each slice within 10 minutes. The color shift is anthocyanin, the natural red onion pigment reacting to acid. It's both a visual cue that pickling has started and a marker that your brine is acidic enough. A good, quick pickle stays crunchy, but loses the raw, sinus-clearing pungency. Bite a slice after 30 minutes. Sharp, but pleasant, means it's ready. Clear, ruby-tinted brine. Cloudy brine within the first day usually means the onions weren't rinsed of cut surface debris or the jar wasn't clean. Cloudy brine after a week may indicate spoilage. Discard. A clean, sharp aroma when you open the jar. Vinegar bright with a hint of pepper and mustard. Any sour, funky, yeasty, or rotten egg smell means the pickle has gone off. A note on history. Pickled red onions in the form many of us recognize today, bright pink slices used as a condiment, are most strongly associated with the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, where cebollas and cortitas, pickled onions, are the traditional accompaniment to cochinita pibil, a Yucatecan slow-roasted achiote marinated pork, and other regional dishes, Mexconnect, Patty Ginich. The classic Yucatecan version uses the juice of bitter Seville oranges, a sour citrus variety used mainly for cooking, not eating fresh, rather than vinegar, which gives a distinctive astringent edge. Travel to eat. The vinegar-based version in this recipe is the modern global adaptation. A quick pickle, a refrigerator pickle, ready in minutes to hours, not preserved for long shelf life, that travels well outside the Yucatan's local citrus. Autopilot guard summary truth. Approved quality approved. Score 100. Similarity approved. Score 0.057 versus Pissalatiere. Regulatory, approved. Image, approved. Terumi Brain V1 review grade. B overall 78 out of 100. Readiness needs minor edits. Scores chef equals 100, science equals 30, repair equals 95, culture equals 90, safety equals 100, taste equals 54, mon equals 60, geo equals 95. Suggested enhancements. One science term, Maillard emulsion, denaturation, etc., earned in context, would raise the explanation. Naming one or two taste axes, salt, acid, fat, umami, aroma, texture, makes the dish's structure visible. Brain suggested book, The Japanese Home Cooking Code, Unlocking Flavor,